mother taught me logic because I said so. That's why. That's very true. My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. Number six says, my mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. And that's a still a true saying of this day. Number seven says, my mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. We've all heard that one. Leslie probably more than all of us, but, you know, I think she was a bad kid. But number eight said, my mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Number nine says, my mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? Number 10 says, my mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until all those vegetables are gone. And that is the truth that our mothers have taught. In the book of 1 Samuel today, like I said, we've got a short. I know a lot of y'all are wanting to, probably got a lot of special mother things that are happening this evening. But if you go to 1 Samuel chapter 1 is where our story starts today. And we're going to look at the birth of Samuel is what we're going to look at. And we're going to see how Hannah, his mother, actually had a few bumps in the roads. Because at first, she couldn't conceive children. But she prayed, and God gave her Samuel. And then blessed her with several more children after that, too. And we're going to look at that all right there in the scripture. Hannah, and I want to start off with 1 Samuel 1, starting in verse 4, okay? 1 Samuel 1, verse 4. It says, whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year, and whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Let's open up with a word of prayer. God, we just thank you, God, for your word. We do, Lord. And we thank you, God, for our mothers and how through the years, Father God, as they raised us up to be godly people, that they had bumps in the roads. And I'm sure at one time or another, Lord, we probably got under their skin too. God, thank you, Lord, for giving us patience. And thank you, God, for giving us grace. And thank you, God, forgiven us mothers who looked past a lot of that stuff and loved us unconditionally as you love us, Lord. Father, be with us, God, as we study your words for just a few minutes. And Lord, as this Mother's Day is on us right now, I pray, Lord, a special blessing over all these mothers, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you. These things I ask in your name. Amen. It's funny how Hannah was provoked, picked on, treated not right, but Hannah overcame it. Hannah ended up praying to the Lord, and Samuel was used in such a major way, and that was Hannah's first, but let's continue reading is what we want to do. Hannah was persistent. If you look at chapter 1, verse 12, look at what it says. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. It's amazing that she was able to talk to God, and God straightened it out. Hannah was persistent in her prayers. as I think about my mother and how I came up and how I probably wasn't always the best child I could be. I probably gave my mother fits along the ways, maybe just a little. But how she never left me. She never stopped loving me. She was always there. And I hope your mother did the same for you. We see how Hannah prayed for Samuel. So today, I'm going to stop right there for just a minute. And I got a couple of things that I collected this week that I liked, that I saw. And they're letters is what they are. And one's from me and one's from my daughter, Anna. And I want to share them with y'all today because this Mother's Day is special to a lot of people. We're thankful for what our mothers have done. And if you have a little bit of time, I know that you'll spend time today with your mom, I'm sure, at one point or another. I want you to let them know how much they mean to you. Or maybe if they're already gone to heaven, maybe just the sweet memories you might have had at one time or another. I wrote this to my mom, and I want y'all to bear with me. It says, "To my dearest mother, you have been through it all for me. You raised me in a godly home. You taught me right from wrong from day one. You've always been my biggest fan, even when I was at my lowest. You always have an ear to listen when I need to talk, and always a positive word when I need it the most. God couldn't have blessed me with a better mother because all these years He has known what is in store for me at this time. You have taught me to stay in the moment at all times and only concentrate what is right now because we don't know when our time is up. Words can never express how much you have done and for the thousands of prayers you have lifted up on my behalf. God hears them all, and you taught me that. You taught me how to be compassionate toward others and how we're all created by God. I'm thankful that you also taught me how to love because you loved me just as Christ does. Even when I was 14 years old and I wanted to be a professional skater and move to California because you and Daddy's rules were so strict, you loved me unconditionally, and that's exactly as Christ loves us. No matter what we have done, you loved me just like Jesus does. Looking back, the rules were not that bad at all, and I know you just wanted what was best for me at the time. I am thankful that you held me close and still do to this day. You love me just as my Father in heaven does, and that was the best gift you could have ever given me. You just loved no matter what. I'm so glad God saw us to be a perfect match together. And when both of our time on this earth is done, we will be together again in heaven, rejoicing and praising God. If one thing I could ask of you would be that you continue to pray, because they are all felt and needed for this world that we live in. Love always, your son, Michael." Those heartfelt moments are something our mothers need to hear. Those times in our life are when they need to hear it the most. I'm always asking Tanya, "What would you like for Mother's Day?" And Tanya will always tell me, "I just love something that's homemade. I love something from the heart." And that's true. Some of the best gifts we've ever done did not cost a single dime. So don't feel like you have to spend any money. perfect plan. Hannah thought, I would never have kids. She was being irritated. She was being provoked. Lord sent her a baby. And it even says right there in 2:2, or in, I'm sorry, I always say 2:2 for some reason. But in 2:22, and it said how she was blessed with more children after that, after Samuel. Three more sons, and I believe three more sons and two more daughters. And it has been amazing. And it says right there in 2:26, it says, and the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. And Samuel went on to serve a great purpose for the Israelites. He ruled over them. It's amazing what that praying mama, Hannah, did all the way back then and how her prayers were heard. Just like I pray, my mama's prayed for me, just like Tanya's prayed for our children. Those are the things that we see that are so important to us. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is built on the rock. And we have to, it's not built on anything else but the solid rock of Christ. That's what we have to take into effect. And when you do have a chance, if mother's here or mother's done called, gone home to be with the Lord, write her a letter and let her know exactly how you feel. To be deployed. That's what we are for you right now. Help none of us, dear God, to lose the sight of that and what it means. Help us to stay on track and on point for you, Father God. We are thankful, God, that our mothers have brought up warriors, Father God, for you. People who seek out your name, tell others about Jesus, Father God. That's what we're supposed to be doing, Lord, and we know that. God, you give us each the strength, Father God. Give us the stamina. Give us the guidance, everything that we need, Father God, to stand for truth for you. Lord, thank you, God, for each and every mother that is in here this morning. And Father God, may they all be loving on their mothers this afternoon and letting them know, making their day feel special, Father. Lord, we just love you and we thank you. I pray, God, that you be with us as a church, dear Lord, as we move forward, Father God. You will guide our steps, Lord. Show us the way. Show us the path, Father God, and lead and guide and direct us. Lord, we love you and we thank you in these things. I ask in your name. Amen. Thank you today for being with us. Always remember that the tithing checks can be mailed in. Also remember there's a giving tab on the OtagawaBaptist.org website. And like I said, happy Mother's Day to each and every person, each and every mother that is out there. I hope you maybe get to go have dinner with them, hug their necks, and love on them a little bit. But remember to be smart. I hope everybody stays safe and well. God bless, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you.